This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
What's the tip?
Big boy in a fifth.
Forget it. The fifth goes off at three. We going to the track?
You're listening to Race Day at Fairmont Park on lineupmedia.fm.
And it off.
With a different story on every face.
I'm going to Hawaii! I'm going to Hawaii!
It's falling back.
I'm not going to Hawaii!
Will they make it through?
I like the two horse. It's got front wraps.
Big money on the four horse.
I like the six. That's the horse. That's it.
I always bet on five.
The number one horse.
I like the four. Number four. Four.
I like the six.
I like the four horse.
And you lay your money down when you cross the line.
Here comes the champ.
I mean it. You are the champ. Believe me, you got more guts than you got sense. I love it.
Now your host, Jono Kabingian.
Welcome back, race fans, to another great show here at FairmontParkPodcast.com. And, hey, folks, we got a guest. We got a guest this week because he loves the show. He races horses out there. Well, he doesn't actually race horses out there. He's an owner. And we thought, you know what? He likes the show. Why the hell not get him on the show? Jamie Galitsky, how are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
Did I say that in last name right, or did I hack it up again?
Pretty close.
All right. Galitsky.
Yep. Gavilsky.
Gavilsky, of course. There you go. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. And you?
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. I'll tell you what, folks. I met Jamie out at the track, and the guy has a good time, and all good people all around us, too. That's what makes horse racing, man. It's not – I like to say, you know what? Casinos, you go there, you sit there at the casino, and you hardly talk to each other. But the horse tracks, dude, everyone's just buying each other booze, and we're just kicking back, having a good time, and laughing it up. And even when the jockey comes back that we bet on, we hackle them a little bit. What the hell? That's what it's all about. That's
exactly what it's all about.
Yeah. So how did you get involved in horse racing?
You know, I had a passion for horses from the time I, you know, was a little kid. I don't know if you're familiar with Bill Duncan, who owns some horses out at Fairmont.
Yeah, yeah,
older
Bill,
gentleman.
Yeah.
He was friends with my grandfather, and we used to go out.
Didn't
on
Saturdays. Doesn't he own a golf course? Or
he owned a golf course. Yeah,
yeah,
in
yeah.
Grand
okay.
City for a long time.
Yeah,
but we used to go out and watch his horses train in the morning, and just I've always had a passion for it ever since I can remember. You know,
yeah.
So
Fairmont Park,
absolutely.
Yeah,
Fairmont.
You
Park.
Grew up on Fairmont Park too.
Yes, sir.
I tell you what, it's been a fun ride, and I hope to God down the line, this gaming pops up our way to where we can have slot machines, where we could have a casino, to where the backside can make a living too, and the purses go up, and maybe have like 2, 3, 4 months added onto our schedule. Why not the whole goddamn year?
It'd be nice.
That would be great, wouldn't it?
Be really. I mean, it's amazing when you go to other tracks that you race at. You know, even in Illinois, your Hawthorns, your Arlingtons. You know, just horse tracks around the area that we travel to. Nobody gets the attendance that Fairmont Park gets.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you go to Hawthorne,
and it's well educated people.
It's unbelievable. Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to Hawthorne. You've been to Hawthorne. You raced your horse up there. It just seems like a dead crowd.
It's a ghost town.
Yeah. And no offense to people at Hawthorne, but you know what? I'm telling you, you go to Fairmont Park, it's like people look at little things and on the horses coming. It's just like it's a packed crowd.
And it's not just people that are gambling. People bring their families out there, you know, young kids, older kids. I mean, it's pretty neat.
I talked about it on maybe like 2, 3 shows ago about when I have my horse out there running. And I feel like there's so much pressure on me. It's like, and I know you go through it too, man.
Sure.
Especially when your horse is like 2-1, 3-1, or even underneath that, like a 6-5, 8, whatever it is. But if people bet on your horse a lot, it's like now they come up to you, you think your horse is going to win. Well, what the hell are you supposed to say? Of course, yeah, my horse has got a great shot, and it's so much pressure on you.
Yeah, I'm a super competitive person as it is, and you almost, you know, you feel bad if you've got your buddies out there, your family out there, and they're like, oh, you know, we want to get in the winner's circle picture, and, you know, you don't win, you're kind of like, man, that's right on me, but. You know, you can only do what you can do. You know, you can feed them and train them and do whatever. But once you get out there, it's them and the jockey and the other horses. I mean, but it is nerve-wracking, definitely.
There's no question about it. And the thing is, I mentioned it. I think I mentioned it last week. It's so much like everyone, I feel, feels like they own that horse. For that 15 to 18 minutes between each race, when you bet on that horse, that horse is now your horse. But the owner, it lasts longer than that. After the after the race, he's still got to come up with the bills. He's still got to do this, all that, see how the horse turned out. I mean, it's so much easier to be a fan and bet on the horse.
For sure.
And that 18 minutes, he's part of Jamie's horse. Mm-hmm. He's ownership with that horse because he's put stock into that horse until that finish line. And then he just moves on to another horse. Well, it's not that easy for us. Whenever we buy a horse, whenever we're owners, it's a whole different gig.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, if you bet a horse that we own, you know, and we don't win, you throw your ticket on the ground, you walk away, and you pick another one the next race.
Right.
You know, we've got to walk around the back and, you know, look at that thing after it loses or whatever. You know, and I mean,
right.
it's a tough game. If it was easy, everybody be doing it.
Right. You know? It's definitely a tough gig. Now, when you buy a horse, what do you look for? Do you look for a local track to buy a horse from, or do you look elsewhere at stronger tracks? How do you and your trainer, and that's a whole different story, finding a trainer. I mean, that's a whole different gig on its own. But when you and your trainer have put a game plan together and you're looking at horses, I always look at horses that have open background. They mm-hmm. run the open. If you're going to buy a cheaper horse, you're looking at open tags and all that. What's your game plan on that?
You know, I'm kind of along the same lines you are with the open tag. I like that because, you know, you're not running against state-bred company, so to speak. You're running against the best horse in that class at that open level. I guess the biggest thing we look for, and we talked about this a little bit earlier before the show, was, you know, when you go to claim a horse, obviously the first thing you want to do is the confirmation, make sure that horse is sound. That's the most important thing. But, you know, there's certain names you look for at certain tracks.
Back it up, though, right there, though, Jamie.
Yeah.
How the hell do we ever know if the horse is sound? That's the biggest question right there.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, that's a roll of the dice. That's
right.
That's why it's gambling.
Yeah.
You know?
So I want to make it clear to everyone out there that's a trainer and that's an owner. When Jamie said that, we're not really 100% knowing what the hell we're getting. When we drop that card in the box.
Yeah. I mean, I know trainers that look at horses on paper and. You know, they don't even walk to the paddock and look at the horse if they know they're going to drop. They walk straight into the office and they drop their claim in the box. And win, lose, or draw, guess what?
Right.
At the end of the day, however much that tag is, you own that horse.
Right.
And you
know
that all too well, don't you?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've dropped on one in the Hawthorne. I forgot her name. Miss something. And it wasn't something. I forgot the last name of that. It was Miss, like M-I-S-S. And it was something behind there. I forgot the name. But in any case, the horse we dropped and we mm-hmm. claimed. And then down the stretch, she came up lame.
Yeah.
She came up lame. And now guess what? I got to drive this thing back to St. Louis. 4-hour drive with my trainer sitting next to me. And we're like thinking, what the hell are we going to do?
Yeah.
And that happens too.
Yeah. I had a horse I claimed up in Chicago this year that we claimed for $8,000. That ran a pretty good race, and we were actually in the paddock before the race with a pretty notable trainer from the area that basically was down there doing a confirmation on the horses as well as we were, you know, in the paddock before the race. And he was going to drop the claim, and he realized we were, so he backed off. And after the race, the horse came back limping and basically shattered its knee in the race.
No kidding.
It was a quick $8,000.
Yeah. What did you do with the horse? Put him up?
Yeah. He's out at our farm. One of the ladies that feeds for us, she's got the horse and she's nursing it back. So
yeah,
we
and
gave her the horse.
A good what? A year?
At least.
At least. You know what? Chip, right? Chip in the knee?
No, it's completely fractured, shattered.
Really?
I wish it was a chip.
Yeah, I thought it could have been a chip. That's a year. This is much more of a progress here to where it may take. I don't think the damn thing will run again.
No,
yeah.
It'll probably never run again.
Yeah. Well, in any case, Jamie, you follow Fairmont Park. This last Saturday we had some racing again. I think it was a full crowd. People are out there enjoying life out there. And what'd you see out there? Anything stood out? Any upsets or anything?
You know what? I like the race I go back to is the last race.
Okay. And how about we get to that? Let's start from the beginning here. We had race number one, and race number one was a 350-yard sprint, and that was a maiden special weight. And I had 4.63, and the winner was the three-horse Feature Royal Dash. And that went off as the crowd favorite at 2-1. Look at the board here, Jamie. I mean, there's not one real standout. I mean, no one's a long shot here. The worst odds right now is 5-1. We had a 2-1 that won it, followed by a 5-1. And that was Long Distance Party, and that was Giles. By the way, Arietta finally gets on the map here, winning this one, the three-horse. That was Arietta with who the hell is the trainer here? The trainer was Griffin. And then we had, let me get this. We're having problems with our big screen. Thanks to our producer. He can't get this big screen going here. We had the two-horse long-distance party, and that was Giles Francisco. And that went off at 5-1. And then the third-place horse here, the five, Jules Perry, and that was Santiago. And I had this horse on the bottom here, second to the bottom, and that was Santiago Griffin, and that went off at 5-1. So, you know, you just can't tell these 350-yard. Whoever the hell gets out of the gate first usually ends up winning.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Or bet the bookends.
Yeah, yeah. Just throw it out there. All right, let's move on to race number two. Well, how about giving the payoffs on this? Payoffs. For God's sake, Jamie, you could have reminded me of that one. $2 exacta, 3-2, $37.40. The $1 trifecta, 3-2-5, $71.40. The 10-cent super, 3-2-5-6, $18.04. But who the hell cares about the 4 cents? So, all right, then. Let's move on to race number two. Race number two, we got a 6-furlong maiden special weight, $8.00. And the four-horse here, Jamie, See Gracie Fly By, and that was Molina. Isn't Molina having a good meet already, man?
He's having a great meet. I think he's second in wins with, what's he have, 30, I think?
He's really, lately he's picked it up,
It seems like that's a pretty hot team, too.
Price Molina. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, it is. And they went off at 4-1. If you catch an S&M Price in Molina at 4-1 now, folks, out at Fairmont Park, I'd say just take it.
Absolutely.
Just take it, no matter what the form on the horse looks like. Like, you remember when it was like Mott and Bailey? I mentioned that like maybe a couple shows ago. Whenever you had Mott Bailey, maiden special weight at Gulfstream Park, you bet the hell out of that.
Absolutely,
and with these two guys right here, they got something going here. See Grace Fly By, and that's Molina, and that's some price 4-1. And this horse opened up at the end here, 1x4, could have won a little bit more. I had the second place horse here, St. Louis Woman, and that was Victor Santiago and Becker. And this went off as the crowd favorite at nearly 1-1, a little less than 1.5-1. And that was Victor Santiago on that one. And the two-horse Margarita Attack. And the three favorites came through as they're supposed to on this one. And that nearly was 3-1. And that was Tavares and Childers. So I had 6-4-2. and it ended up being a 4.62. So that's what we had on this one. Any surprises there, Jamie? Anything stand out besides combo?
I will say this. Tavares is in town now. Watch out for him. He looks like
good
he's
jock.
Hungry. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he looks like he's hungry.
All right. Well, he can't be too hungry. He's got to stay
he's
in that
keep
jock
that weight
range.
Down.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 4.6 on the exact to pay $21. That's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's a gift from Fairmont Park to you folks out there. The $1 trifecta, 4.62, $27.20. The $1 daily double, 3.4, $7.50. Not much there. The 10-cent superfecta, 4.621, $9.12. All right, let's move on here. Race number three. We got a 6 furlong claiming $3,200. And the winner on this one was Buddy Bud by Uriel Lopez and Campbell. And this horse made a nice run at the stretch there, and the crowd favored, and the crowd cheered it on, throwing roses at it as it come to the stretch. So congrats to Buddy Bud, and clear-cut favorite there. And followed by the three horse. What the hell is that? What the hell is that, Jamie?
Patizium? There's that name again.
It looks like something I had to go in science class about.
There's that name again, Tavares.
Tavares. We could say the Tavares, but the name of this horse, Patizium. Huh?
Patizium?
Yeah, that's it. The three horse here in the third race, and that's Pete Isom.
I don't know who the hell names some of these horses.
Yeah, I know. You know what? You see it more funkier name in harness racing, too.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when it really gets crazy. But this horse was going off at nearly 2.5 to 1 here, and it finished second respectably. It grudgingly gave up at the end there, and Buddy Bud took over, and it was a 6-3, and followed by the two horse here, Medley's of Fleet and Arietta. Arietta was in this one and just didn't have enough firepower at the end. And this went off at 3.5 to 1. Let's see what the green sheet had on this one, my friends. And we had the four horse on top. But, hey, the four horse got scratched. I can't do a damn thing if the horse got scratched. So that kind of throws things off. All right. Then we had the six horse, Buddy Bud, at 4 to 1. We had that one, Lopez and Campbell. And then we had the two horse, Medley's of Fleet, and that was an 8-to-1 horse. So, all right, we're right around there. But then we had that Pegasus Book. And you know what? I'm tired of it. The Pegasus Book, I keep going to this horse a lot, and it keeps letting me down. I'm done with it.
I think they need to put it out the pasture.
Well, I don't know about that, but I definitely think that maybe you could find a – well, it is at 3,200.
I don't know who's older, the Pegasus Book or Gabe Britannia.
Ooh,
I really don't.
Ooh, there's a little shot at Gabe there, but you know
nothing
what?
But love for you, Gabe Britannia.
He has put his horse in the winner's circle like 4 or 5 times now.
That is an old class horse.
Yeah, and it's probably Johnson, isn't it?
Yeah, Walter Johnson.
Yeah, of course. All right, so let's see the payoffs on this one. We got a 6-3 exacta, pay $13. The $1 trifecta, 6-3-2, $14.80. The 10-cent superfecta, 6-3-2-1, $2.64. What kind of a payoff is that? $2.64 on a 10-center. And the $1 daily double, 4-6, $17. The 50-cent pick 3, 1/3/7/4/4. Do you get all that, man? I don't ever get this. I think it's all the horses that got scratched. But anyway, it's 1/3/7/4/4/6. $14.90 is what you got on the pick 3 there. And that ain't much either.
No, not at all.
Yeah. What do you think about people at the line there? And they make a $2 wager on a show ticket whenever it's the horse is going off at 3 to 5. You just want to take this person and toss him right out of the way here. I'm trying to get a $25 exacta box. Here, lady, I'll give you $3.20. All right? That's what you're going to get, $3.20 on. You're going to make a dollar.
It's frustrating.
A dollar. You went in line. You waited in line. Yeah, you thought you had something special there on a show ticket that's going to pay you $1. Any case, we're happy to have you guys out there anyway. Yeah, I know you could have been spending your dollar on somewhere else, but you're definitely spending that horse tracks, and that's good news, too. Just you're holding me up. You're just holding me up every time and it's driving me crazy. Fourth race here. We got 6 furlong maiden claiming 4,000. And let's see what we got. Let's open the doors here. And we've got the 7 horse here, El Caminante. El Caminante. Yeah. What was that? Brian, how's that look to you?
El Caminante.
Yes, that's it. El Caminante. And El Caminante, 22-1 here, folks. Hernandez. What's the info on Roman Hernandez?
Hernandez is a gallop rider in the mornings for the Becker camp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm not looking at the form. I think that might be his second win this year.
Wow.
He's had one win on a Becker Stirrups horse, but...
That's how
decent little rider,
yeah,
I guess.
I guess that's how Diego popped up too. He was
pretty much
practice morning jockey too, right?
And it looks like Dirty Harry Lynch is heating up.
Yeah, yeah. Let's check that out there. And I had this one, folks, at the bottom. I had a second to the bottom here, and I'm not gonna lie. I said 3 starts lifetime, all 3 double digit ugly losses.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's hard to bet on. How the hell you bet on that?
Real bad losses.
And the 6 horse came in second, and that was a shocking one. Oh, I just told you the second one to the bottom? Well, meet the one that was all the way at the bottom for me, and this was American Success, morning line 20-1. And guess what I wrote on this one, man? Great opportunity if 7 horses on the front scratch. That's what I wrote up on this horse. And it comes in second. And people by this time are looking at the green sheet going, what the hell? Why couldn't he have picked that? How the hell am I supposed to pick that? There's nothing on paper suggesting to play this horse. What do you think? I'm Dr. Doolittle? I'm trying to do what I can.
I think the only way you could even think about playing that horse is if you like Dawn Martin. You look at her numbers at Indiana.
You're right.
She's pretty strong in Indiana. But other than that, yeah.
And
they
do
need
they
to
have
scratch horses.
Do they have that thing to where you get the computer just shoots out a ticket? It's like a quick pick?
Yeah.
They have that here?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. I didn't know they have that. All right. In any case, that was the 6 horse American Success. That's Tavares. That's the Jamie jockey that Jamie was talking about there. You got to look out for this guy. And obviously at 19-1, I'm starting to visualize this guy being a competitor here, getting his thing together. So, in any case, let's move on to the 3 horse, getting 3rd place. That's Squirrely Mike. That can't be my Mike there. What is that? Mike Plasters. Yeah, you know Mike Plasters?
I do.
He's not squirrely. He's not squirrely. He can't outrun you.
No.
We can get Mike.
I think we can get Mike.
Yeah, yeah. He still owes me, by the way. Yeah. I pulled a prank on him, and he said, I'm going to get you. And he's like the mob, because it may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next year. It'll be 7-8 years from now when I'm just kicking back at some vacation spot and on the beach, and I got a load of fish to drop on me or something with him driving. That's the kind of guy Mike is. He's not going to forget. All right, so that was the 3-horse Squirrely Mike. And that went off at 3.5-1. And, folks, I'm not even close to this because I went with the 5, and the 5 got scratched. When the 5 gets scratched, that just tells you right there it's wide open, because you know what? To me, if your horse gets scratched and you got it on top, it's a whole different chemistry of what could happen.
Well, they refund you your money too, so.
Right. No, but the whole thing is, it kind of sets a different tone of the race,
sure,
whenever
does.
You have a horse on top that you think is going to dictate the pace and all that. So that horse is out, and now you got these long shot balls that are you know, it may have not even set up the way I thought it was going to set up then. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. That was the code to win, and that was a Victor Santiago Becker I had on top. That was my morning line long shot play today at 8-1. And then I had the 2-horse, and something happened to the 2-horse. Did you watch this race?
Yeah, the 2 just fell apart. It was, I think the 2 was on the lead, or close to the lead.
Yeah.
and then just kind of fell apart. Just
and that's a Molina horse.
And I played the Molina S and Price angle there.
I think something happened right there. Because this horse, and that's really cool of the jockey too. I'm not going to beat my horse down to finish third or fourth. I can't do it. It's not the right way to go about it. So if you think you have no shot, not even to get in the money,
pull the horse up.
Just ride it home, gallop it home. You don't mm-hmm. have to beat the shit out of it or beat the crap out of it. I'm sorry, my friends, beat the crap out of it to get the horse home for fourth place. Forget about it. So that's that went off at nearly 2-1. That was not the crowd favorite though. The crowd favorite was the I think that was the 8 horse Saber.
It was either the 3 or the 8.
The 3 was 360, and the 2 that finished bottom was nearly 2-1.
Yeah.
The 3 was 3.5-1, and the crowd favorite was Saber Rattler, the 8 horse here, and that was the Uriel Lopez ride, and made a move from back. And how do you see Fairmount Park right now? Are they coming from the back? Are they holding speed? What's your take on that?
You know, that's a pretty deep track.
Right.
Compared to, say, your Ellis Parks or your Arlington's. Arlington's fast. Ellis is fast. Fairmount's deep. So they're, you know, they're kind of coming off the pace and winning. You know, the only way that speed's going to hold there is if a horse gets loose on the lead and doesn't get pressed.
Right.
But it's a deep track.
Yeah. And when you're sloppy out there, you better go to the front.
You better go to the front because, I mean, you saw that last Tuesday in those stakes races.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. So. It seems like the outside, for you folks out there that are going to bet the Fairmount track, it seems like the outside is much faster now than the inside. Would you agree, Jamie?
The inside's quicksand.
Yeah.
Yep. The rail's dead.
The rail is dead. All right, let's move on to the price tags here. This had to be a good pay amount here. The $2 exacta, here, Jamie, 7-6, $758.60. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
What's this with the $1 trifecta 7-6 all? Why is
I mean, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm pretty positive. Somebody will correct us with an email after this podcast, I'm sure, but pretty positive that if you have any combination of 7-6 with any other horse, you get paid. That means nobody had 7-6-3.
You're kidding.
I'm pretty positive.
Yeah,
that's,
you're
that
right.
Is.
You're right.
And it looks like to me, what is that, $5,871? It looks like to me like there's probably a handful of people who had the 7 with the 6 combination in their try.
Wow. So. Wow, 7-6 all here, folks. Any number after the 6, the second place horse. On a $1 trifecta, $1,258.10.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's unbelievable.
I'd like to just go to the window, like I said last week. I'd like $100, 7-6. You know what? Just give me a 7-6. That's it. And just walk away with $100. God, wouldn't that be great doing something like that?
Easy money.
Easy money. Yeah. All right. So let's see here. The 50-cent. Or $1, I'm sorry, $1 daily double, $6,795.10. Well, what is this? The 50-cent pick 3, $5.40. Well, how does that happen? Oh, the 2 correct. They didn't even get the third part right there. So it was 4 with the 4 with the 6, 7, $5.40 on a 2 out of 3.
Yeah, 2 out of 3.
2 out of 3, wow. And the 10-cent super, 7-6-3, all $228.19.
So, basically what that means is if somebody would have played the 4 with the 4 with all, they would have taken all $816.
Yeah, and you know what? We're notorious. We talked about it last time we were at the track. I mean, how many times would we like to hit that all button? If we're not sure about how the race is going to go and we think there's big suspects in this race that aren't going to produce, we hit that all button, and this was the all button.
This
here.
Was a perfect opportunity to play that.
This was the all button. All right, my friends, we're moving on to race number 5. Race number 5, we've got a 6 furlong claiming 3,200. I wasn't out there. Jamie, I had a grad party. Tell me a little bit about this race before I go into the winners and second and all that place.
So Sergeant Green was pretty much in charge of the whole race. Get down to about 300 yards in the home stretch, and the horse, you could tell, was tiring. Started drifting out towards the grandstand, and the one, Kay Cool, was under a drive, and
at 12-1 morning line.
Yeah, and I'm not a steward. I can't speak for the stewards as to what they saw versus what I saw. Obviously, I'm a little biased because I had a nice win ticket on the four, Sergeant Green, but it looked like they both drifted into each other. K-Cool drifted in. Sergeant Green drifted out. They bumped, and at the wire, Sergeant Green nosed K-Cool, but in the end, the stewards sided with K-Cool and took Sergeant Green down.
Sergeant Green went to second?
Yes.
Oh, man. Sorry to hear that, buddy. I hate stuff like that. And you had it nearly 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly 4-1. So that would have been a nice $500 getting back on
would
that.
Would have been solid.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's what happens to in this gig. The four horse got disqualified. Move K-Cool up here. K-Cool nearly 14-1 here. Tavares horse. The big dragon slayer this race here, because I tell you what, I mean, he's between a 4-1, and then behind a 4.5-1, and the favorite here, Beefy. I had Beefy on top here. I had Beefy with the 6 Wildwood of Fleet and the 4 Sergeant Green, followed by Tyler T, and Tyler T still running somewhere. Beefy, obviously. What happened with Beefy, man?
Beefy's not as beefy as he used to be.
All right. Well, that's the explanation we get out of that, because you know what? I really expected to see a little bit more out of Beefy on that one. So that's what we have. We had the winner here, K-Cool, and that was Tavares, followed by Wild. I guess when you get DQ'd by second, so you go to the second spot there.
Yeah.
Sergeant Green got second, and that's Diego. You didn't want to go 50-50, huh? Yeah, okay. I'm not going to bring up any counseling or anything. But Sergeant Green took second there, and followed by the 6 Wildwoods of Fleet, and that was Arietta. All right, so let's see the payoffs. Payoffs on this one, the 1-4, 138.80 on Exacta. On a $1 trifecta, 1-4-6, $277.90. The 10-cent Superfecta, 1-4-6-8, $66.65. The $1 Daily Double, 7 all. No one had this one either.
Nobody had it.
$14.60. I mean, that's crazy. You're telling me no one had this Daily Double. 7 with all. That's and $14.60. Oh, my God. And the $1 Daily Double, again, all with 1. No one had that either.
Nobody had it.
And that's $13.80. The 50-cent pick 3, 4/6, 7, 1, $114.55. Wow. All right, race number six. What do we got here? And Jamie, we've got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And I had Kinzer. I thought this was my best play of the day here. What the hell happened to Kinzer? I mean, Kinzer on paper looked like it should have rolled over. He just won an allowance optional claiming $10,000, and you can't get the job done for $4,000 tag.
Yeah, he kissed the ground straight out of the gate. So.
Did he really?
I'm surprised. I'm very surprised Santiago stayed up coming out of that gate, because he almost buckled down to the ground.
Yeah, it even says it here, stumbled, badly start. All right, and then he still fought on and got back into the superfecta here. But the winner on this one was Morning Lover Rambo. I got to tell you about this horse too, Jamie. Every time I have this horse on top, he finishes down, and now he wins the race. And I guarantee you, I said I wasn't going to play him. I got to look at him again now. The 5-horse, Morning Lover Rambo, and that was Roman Hernandez, and that was Lynch, and went off at nearly 5-1, close to 5-1. The 7-horse Conquest, Going Gone, and that was Arietta. And Arietta went off at 3-1, and that was Going Gone. Where is that Going Gone? I don't even see my Going Gone. Oh, there it is. I'm sorry. Going Gone, and that's 4-1 here. 4-1. Conquest Going Gone. That's why I couldn't figure it out. It had Conquest in front of there. All right, any case, let's move on. And that was the two-horse Mr. D's Way, and that was Melina Manley. And I really expected these two to do something, too. I mean, I didn't expect third out of that. This is a good combo, too, here. Melina Manley, that's a good team also.
Yeah, Manley doesn't have too many horses running down at Fairmount right now. I think the majority of his barn's up at running up at Arlington. So
yeah, but whenever he's got one,
when he
competes
sticks them in,
well,
they're ready.
Yeah, they're ready to go. And that went off as the crop favorite at nearly 2.5 to 1. All right, let's see the payoffs on this one. There was some money out there this weekend.
Big weekend for the Perry Lynch barn, huh?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there was a lot of money to be made out there if you had the right horses. And sometimes you got to hit that all button, man. We got that Georgiev guy. He's a friend of ours. Yeah. He loves that in-between. He'll take an all with a long shot ball. He's the type of guy to hit something like this.
He does.
Yeah. So we've got a $2 exact here, 5-7, $39.80. The $1 try, 5-7-2. $84.80, the 10 cents super, 5724, $33.38. The $1 daily double, 1-5. Wow, look at this one, Jamie. $339.90. Now that's a payoff. And the 50 cent pick 3, 715. Two correct, that is. Pay $22.90. So you can be 2 out of 3 and you're getting paid in full.
That's nice.
And mind you, that last race there was a nearly 5-1 horse with an all. Mm-hmm. Paid you that type of money.
There's that Roman Hernandez name again, too.
Right, right. I guess we got to start looking at that now, too, with Tavares. All right, let's wrap the night off here. Our Saturday night racing, and this was a 6-furlong maiden special weight, 18,000. And the winner of this one was the 6-horse P.O. Jet. And that was Victor Santiago. Victor Santiago with Wainwright. Morning line 6-1. Finished off at 3-1 here. Followed by the 2-horse Diamond Maximus. And that was Uriel Lopez. And Diamond Maximus. I get that confused with the other Diamond horse in this race. And I had the Diamond Monarch with Melina Fridley. And that one... This Diamond Maximus, though, went off at 7, nearly 8-1. And the favorite position to dance, the one I had on top here, 2-1, just under 2.5-1 here. So that went off at, 2.5-1. And that was Tavares with Scalcioni, right?
Scalcioni.
Yeah, good. I didn't butcher that name up. Sorry about butchering your name up earlier.
Oh, it's...
Mine's a pretty hard one, too, Kabingian. But you know what? It's like saying engine, Kabingian. So there you go. For any telemarketers out there getting ready to call me, that's how you pronounce it. I hang up on a lot of you two out there, so I got to tell you. All right, let's move on to our big races on Tuesday matinee. This actually tomorrow. Are you going to be out there?
I'll be there for sure.
All right, he's going to be out there. Let me pull it up on my screen. All right, we got it right here, our first race of the day at 1 p.m. And it's probably going to be a hot one out there, isn't
it? It's going to be warm again.
Yeah. So those beers, sodas, that water should be going down really good there. We got a Claiming 3200, 6-furlong. And who's your pick here? What do you got here?
I got to go with the Martinez barn here with Santiago up Top Gato, the 4-horse.
The 4-horse, Top Gato, and I've got the 1-horse here, Deep in a Dream, and that's Baylon Durham at 2-1. Let's check out yours first here, the 4-horse. Top Gato definitely gets a little love here. It's been previously trained by Claudie Gotze, and now it's in Ralph Martinez's barn, and got to like what it did in the last race there.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 1-1 here, and it proved to be the horse to beat, and that's a good choice there for you. I went with the one horse. The one horse was Deep in a Dream, and I like the horses that come on late like that. And it lost at the end, but look at the front there. Look at the start. And that could have been the big difference here between this horse getting in the winner's circle and finishing second by a neck. So, all right, so we got a 4-1 and a 1-4 is what I have. And followed by the six horse here, Mighty Gideon is what I have, and that's a Lopez Hernandez. Who do you got there?
You know, I do like Mighty Gideon a lot. He hasn't shown much this year, but it's a older horse that has done well at this track before.
Yeah, and you know what? It seems if you look at his pattern here too, he seems like he comes on, and then he gives in. He comes on. Right now, in the last four races, he's run second, second, fifth, fifth. And now I expect this horse to come back in the money again. If you've seen it in the past, last year, this horse has been, at Fairmont Park, 37 starts. He's had 19 of it becoming in the money, or 20 of it in the money there. I see it third or fourth. That's what I'm seeing out of Mighty Gideon.
Could be, and this is what we talk about on the exacta. You like the one, I like the four.
Mm-hmm.
It's an easy, I don't see
it. Is this one of those easy plays?
I don't see it being anything else, and I think you hit the all button for the third leg of the try. And
sometimes, though, if it's a low-end odds like that, you're not going to make money. We've
right.
seen trifectas pay $4, $5, $7. And sometimes you got to stay away from the trifecta. You got to make your money where the exacta is. I'm a big advocate of that.
I think if you play you box the one with the four there, you double your money, worst case scenario.
Exactly. You're looking at $11 to $13 on a payoff?
Absolutely.
Let's
say it's $9.
$9. Let's be a little liberal and start from 9 to 13. That's still not a bad payoff. That's about a 3-to-1 payoff on that.
Out there especially.
Yeah. All right. So that's what we got on our first race here. A 1-4-4-1 box. We're both on part of that right there. So let's go on to the second race here. 6 furlong claiming $3,200. And who do we got here? Who do you like?
Naturally, I like the two.
You like the two?
I like the two a little bit.
And tell me about this two. It's your horse, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Just a hard trying horse. Gives an honest effort every time out. As you can see in the form, horse loves Fairmont Park. It's all about the trip, you know. There's some nice horses in this race. This race definitely came up tough, even though it's only six horses. This race came up pretty tough, especially with Cox bringing the horse over from Oaklawn.
All right. I don't want to jinx you. I want the two. That's the thing about it here, folks. Whenever we got a friend out there that's got his horse – I don't care what the hell the horse looks like on paper. The horse is ready to go. He was the morning line favorite. Not the morning line favorite. When race time came around, Infinitive was the crowd favorite at 1-to-1. And it made a late move. But, again, at that track, sometimes speed holds and it's hard to catch him. And you had Molina on the horse. Was that the change? Came from the trainer side, the Watkins side, or was this a change that Molina had to jump on another horse?
Yeah, Santiago jumped on another horse that race.
Well, I'm talking about this last race was, it says here Molina was on the horse.
Yeah, Molina was on the horse.
Baylon on the horse.
Yeah, I think Molina jumped on the Cox horse here.
Okay.
Which is the four.
The four. All right, well, I think you can beat the four. I'm more worried about, I'm going to say, the one horse is where I'm, like Jamie said, there's a lot of suspects in this race. They're all coming to fire here. And Heidi Hu, I mean, you're looking at a horse here. He doesn't shy away from competition here either. This horse likes to bang it up and put the war paint on, and he'll be right there too. Heidi Hu has taken on the Catherine Eugenia. I mean, you know what? This horse is going to be up there. This horse, they better put pressure on this horse, because if this horse is alone at all, he can open up. And he's proved that last year at Fairmont Park running at 89 with a Santiago on the horse. And Diego's a nice front riding type of jockey. So yeah, you got your work cut out, my friend. I'm going to cheer you on. So let's see what the hell happens. So I got this one. I threw your horse in there for second. What the hell? We got a 1-2. I got a 1-2-4 right now. So that's where I'm looking
at.
I'll
tell you something interesting about this race too. The 6 horse. Catherine Eugenia.
Well, I wasn't going to lie. I was lying to you. I had the 6 horse coming in second, but just for you, I moved your horse
up. I'll tell you something real interesting about this horse. This horse has got a foal on the ground.
Really?
Yes. I guess it was 2016.
Yeah.
Horse has got a foal on the ground, came back, conditioned back, and has been running, and has actually done pretty well.
Excellent.
As you can see.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know that.
That doesn't happen very often.
No. Only at Fairmont Park. Well, only at Fairmont Park a dog gets on the track, too.
That's a true story.
Yeah, last week. Last week, folks, a dog ran out right when the horses were released. Where the hell did the dog pop up? I've never seen a dog
seen a dog inside.
I didn't want to say it. You know, I didn't want people to think we're a bunch of rednecks out here, but we're not. I don't know how the hell this dog popped up. Any case, good luck in this race. It's definitely, you look at this Heidi Hu, I mean, this horse has been the worst in about 8 races, has been 5-1. Mm-hmm. It hasn't, it gets the crowd's love, too. And this is going to be an interesting race here. This claiming 3,200, don't be fooled here. This is a good one. All right, very competitive. You may want to, even if you're out there betting this one, you may want to hit the all button here. There's a lot of people, a lot of groups here, a lot of teams here that think they can win this race, including my man here. Good luck to Jamie with Infinitive. Now let's move on to a third race here, 1 mile 70. And what do you got here, Jamie? What do you got here?
I like the 1, the Commander's Castle.
What a beautiful name, too, Commander's Castle. That's who I have on top here. That's Hernandez with Becker. They're going off at 6-5. And you know what? That last race was a tough race. It was muddy, and you can make a case for it that didn't want to run on mud, whatever, because you look at the on slop there. Last year, October 17th, it came through at Hawthorne, finished second, but a little muddied up here at Fairmont Park. Nah, didn't respond to it, but before then, a first, a nose second. Second again, it's been the crowd favorite 3 out of 4 times in that, though. One time in there not being 4 out of 4, it went off at 1.5-1. So this horse is definitely a competitor, and we're definitely expecting this horse to be up there. And you made a good point here. We were talking about this before, looking at the races. And this was a Santiago horse, and now Hernandez is on the horse. And I really think that the barn's so big. He's got morning jocks. I think this is his Becker's way of showing some love and saying, "Here, you know what? Ride my horse."
Sure.
And the guy, he's done that with Diego last year, and Diego's blast. I tell you what, Becker's a good guy. He gives an opportunity to these jockeys, and they perform well. They step up. All right, so we both agree on the one horse here, Commander's Castle. Then I went with, she's too young for you, bro. She's too young for
one
you.
One of my favorite names.
Yeah, oh, the best damn name we got out there. And she's too young for you, bro. And that is Giles Martinez. I'm going with that one with 6-1. What do you see? Otherwise, there.
You know, I'm gonna give you one here that I kind of like this horse, and it always seems to run good at this distance. Running a route of ground is the 6 Jaguar Ridge. I'll tell you one thing.
Always the dark horse. Yeah,
Butler doesn't have a ton of horses back there, but when he's got them up there and he puts them in the gate, they're ready to go.
Yeah, Butler
he's got
gets
Molina
his horses
up.
Ready, yeah.
He's always got him ready. He's a hell of a horseman.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's got his thing together there, and I think Butler will have this horse ready. I don't know if it's good enough for this one, though. I got she's too young for you, bro. And then I got that Mr. Ticker Talker, and I think that horse is very competitive, too. And going this distance, I think Durham really puts on – you could definitely – you look at young horses going to this guy, you could see – this barn is notorious for going long distance. Durham does it well throughout. I mean, that's a tradition, trademark of his. And I see Mr. Ticker Talker coming in there for third. And I got that Fiat, whatever that is. And that's a Santiago Durham, and that's a 9-2 horse right there. That's what I have. What did you have?
I definitely like the 1. I like the 6, and I like the 5. So
All right.
We're close.
We're close. We're very close indeed. Let's move on to race number 4. Race number 4, we've got a 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And I don't know how you could beat this horse. I don't know how you could beat this 6 horse here, and that is Para Vivir. Para Vivir, and that's a Molina. And this is another guy to watch. This trainer, he doesn't have a lot, but, man, when he gets his horses out there, 5 starts here, folks. 5 starts. 1 win, 2 seconds, and 2/3. I mean, Silva has got his thing together.
Is he coming out of Chicago? Do you know who that is?
I think so. I think he is from Chicago. I'm not sure on that, but I thought I've seen it in the past that he's from Chi-Town, but... Carlos Silva, props to you, man. I talked about you last week, and I'll talk about you again. I think you got everything going here. You talked about Butler. This guy, to me, is that type of a trainer. He doesn't have too many, but the ones he puts in there are like Spartans. Yeah. So, and that's a Molina mount there, 1-1. I don't know. What's your call on it?
I definitely like the 6 in this race. You can't argue with Silva's record at the track. Kind of wide open other than that. Mm-hmm. I like Life as a Ride a little bit.
Well, that's my second place horse. Yeah. Life as a Ride. And that's Diego Walker.
I'm partial to the 2 a little bit, but that's because I paid for it.
You paid for it? That's your horse?
I own that horse.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I didn't even know that one.
But, you know... you got to be honest with yourself, too. The horse hasn't been out since November of 2017. Look at the last 2 works on the horse. Pretty strong.
Very strong.
But
very strong.
The horse, I don't know if the horse has got enough air. It might need one under its belt before you start throwing your money at it.
Well, so. You know what, though? Your trainer, I love Watkins. Jim's such a good guy. Jim Watkins, you know, I mean, the thing about it, there's trainers out there you kind of think that are like car salesmen. And, I don't mean a rip on any car people out there. But then you have trainers like this guy that will tell you straight up what's happening with the horse and all that.
Good, better, and different. He hits you right between the eyes.
Right. And God bless. I like this camp a lot here. And you know what? I didn't even know you had anything with this one. Now I gotta cheer for Boo-Hoo Sue. the 2 horse, and nice morning breezes. I'll tell you what, he had a bullet workout last time out, June 23, and Watkins got it June 16, second out of 12 there. I mean, all the works have been respectable, so you don't know. At 10-1, it'll probably go off at a little bit more than that, probably 12-1, unless Jamie jumps it and gives it a big boost on the – on the tickets there, but I think you could get a good price on this horse. All right, so we got a 6 with 1 with 10. I'll take that. With you know what, if you want to play that sassy horse there too, Sassy and Regal, and that's going off at 6. There's a lot of money here. A lot of money here to be made for second and third. If you guys want to look at the 6 horse and then throw a 2 in there right next to it, play it on Exacta, wow. You're looking at a good payoff here. You're looking at maybe a $40, $50 payoff on that one. So something out there. And I didn't know that was your horse. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
All right. I don't mean sorry like in you have the horse. I just mean I didn't even see that. All right. Now we got the 6 furlong claiming 4,000 in the 5th race. By the way, you got any more horses out there I should know about?
Not today.
All right. Good. So we're going on to the 5th race here. 6 furlong claiming 4,000. And how about my monkey? My monkey. I love that name. Hey, I got my monkey. Did anyone feed my monkey out there? Yeah, if you're a trainer calling for, who's riding my monkey? Anyway, that's the name of the horse. My monkey, the 2 horse here. I'm partial to this one. I like what I'm seeing here. Then you got the Victor on the horse. I don't know. It seems to me that it's coming in from Tampa and then went to Churchill. I think this Invader shows a little bit here to win this race at claiming 4,000 tag, going off at 7-2 right now.
Yeah, I'm with you on the two horse, My Monkey. I'd probably follow it up with the six.
That's Shiny what I got.
Marquee, Molina, Essence Price again.
Yeah, I got it. Shiny Marquee. What makes you take that one?
I like the way the camp's moving in the meet now. They started a little slow, and now they're gaining some momentum. I told you earlier, I love that Essence Price Molina team.
And you know the thing with Essence Price that I really love, and this was going back a couple weeks ago, where I basically almost had a lynching on my our camp there with Green Means Go.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys all attacked me on it. But he knows where to put this horse in. Look, it ran a maiden special weight 9,000, and it just couldn't get the job done. So what's he do? He says, you know what, let's put him in the maiden claiming 4,000, and let's get the job done here. The horse does get the job done, wins by 3, and now he's got that under his belt. Now he's a competitor. Shiny Marquee gets right up there in the exacta. Again, that's no shot. That's no shot at the trainer of Green Means Go. I just mentioned, you know what, I thought it would be a little bit more competitor in that one field that Green Means Go could have won. I don't know. And again, that's just my opinion. I don't want you guys to...
Hey, everybody's entitled to their own opinion,
yeah,
right?
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. I got attacked, I tell you. I didn't feel good about that. I got feelings too, you know. I got feelings, Brian. Brian's just asleep now. All right, he just gave me a thumbs up. And our third place horse here is the one horse... That's what I got, Marnate. What do you got there?
I like Marnate. I do like that horse.
Marnate gets my love and Jamie's love here. Last time out, what was that? There was a disqualification there.
Yeah, I ran that allowance race.
Yeah. So I think this horse, and they just throw this horse around, man.
It's all over the board.
Yeah, I mean, there's no rhyme or reason. Wainwright, he could put this horse in the Derby. I mean, the way it goes, I mean, it goes 4,000, then he jumps at the maiden special weight 20,000, then back down to 4,000, then the last race, allowance optional claimer 10,000. This horse will definitely have an input here. I think it's going to be on my back end of my try and my super. That's what I got.
I'm with you.
He's with me. Good. Let's go on to the sixth race here. Sixth race, we got a 6 furlong, allowance optional 5,000. And what's your call on this one, babe?
I like the six. I like Matthew's Thunder out of the Macari Pompel camp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And can I give Robert Pompel some credit?
Of course.
Probably the nicest perm mullet I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh, really?
Got to give credit where credit's due.
He's got a mullet.
Beautiful.
Beautiful mullet.
Beautiful flowing
You're
perm
kidding.
Mullet. It's nice.
All right. Well, now if you guys see walking by,
say, food for thought.
What a beautiful mullet you have. We heard that on the show. All right, so you got the six horse on top. Who do you got for second?
I like Internet Success, Ralph Martinez.
Boom! That's what I got. I got a 2-6, 6-2 here. I got the 2 on top here. Internet Success, and that's Santiago Martinez at 8-5, and the 6 horse here. Matthew's Thunder with Diego Pompel, and that's 7-5. And I'm telling you right now, folks, this is one that we just talked about. You capitalize off this race here, and it's still going to be at least a $9 exacta box payoff. That's a 2.5 to 3-1 here. How about that?
Love it. I like the way the Martinez camp's moving too. I mean, he's, I haven't seen too many horses claimed out of Fairmont this year. But he's being aggressive. He claimed that horse off of John Cox last time, or two ago. So I like the way he's moving. He's getting in the game again.
Right.
You know, he
right.
was off a
right.
little last year, and he's serious about it, and he's getting back in the game.
Yeah. Well, I think I'm going to do some stuff with him, too, down the line. Yeah, I'd love to get things going with Rafi again. And, so we got the 2-6. Not that I'm encouraging to go a little deeper into this one, but you know what? We got to give it a try. And I went with Highway 54, and that's Baylon Durham, and that's a 8-1 horse. That's the one horse here. Anything on this one? It's up on the screen here, Jamie. You got the big numbers here. Give it to me, babe. You see anything on this guy?
I do like Highway 54 a little bit, but I think this
He's 10 years old, too.
Old class horse from way back. I do like what we talked about earlier. I think it might have been the first race. Playing that $2 exact a box, two over the six, and getting double your money back.
That's a great call. Now, you know what I like to do, too, Jamie, that I've talked about before with my show, on the show, that I like to go sometimes if something happens, I like to be aware of just throw a little bit of an insurance policy on this one. I like to go 2-6 and 6-2, but in this one, I don't think it's necessary.
I think this is strictly a 2-6.
2-6, 6-2. There you go. 6-2,
vice versa.
Box that, my friends. Our last race of the day here, is a 6 furlong allowance optional claiming $10,000. And what do you got here, my friend?
You know, this race came up pretty tough, too. I kind of like the 3 Dr. Winkai. I guess that's how you say that.
With the 3 horse? I don't even have the damn 3. What do you got here?
3 Dr. Winkai. I really like the 5. Bit Money. You go back to its breeding Munnings out of a Spitestown.
Okay, let's check him out.
Look at that horse.
Bit Money. Here we go.
Munnings out of Spitestown. That's speed on speed right there breeding. And okay, that horse has done pretty well at Fairmont Park this year.
Well, there's no question about it. I have Bit Money right now on paper here on my green sheet. I got this horse finishing 3rd at 6-1. My top pick right now, though, Jamie, I'm going to say, are you for real? Are you for real? And that's the 2 horse here. And 2 horse, you know what? It's taken on some company here. Open tags, whoever. I mean, look at our screen here, Jamie. Look at this. Anyone that's wanted to sign on the dotted line here, this horse has taken on, and he's done nothing but good. And I think Frank Randazzo's got this horse going in the right direction. I took a little bump on three races right now this year, or 2 races this year. First by 5, 2nd. I tell you what, this horse is going to be ready, and Diego rides it really well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got the 2. Who you got on top?
I like the 3, Dr. Winkai.
All right, Dr. Winkai.
I think Manley's going to fire one here.
All right, so we got Dr. Winkai right there. My second place is the 6 horse here. I went with American Holiday. How appropriate, too, with July 4th coming up here. American Holiday with Melina Cox. Whew. And look at this horse. He runs open tag, too. He puts on the war paint here, Jamie. This horse likes to get it on. He's been in the claim box, 3, 4, 5 times last year, including this year. They love this horse. Something about this horse. It's a mare 5 years old, and I guess she's in good shape because they want to keep claiming the horse back and forth there.
Yeah, and you see the names on the form that have claimed the horse. What is that? Robertino Diodoro. He's one of the big boys. And then you go to the Hartman camp is who John Cox claimed the horse off of.
6 times went from last year to now. This horse has been in the claim box here, and they've went after this horse. So, folks, I think American Holiday gets my respect. It's a clean, no pimple on this horse. This American Holiday is going to be set for the run here. And Cox Molina is not a bad team either.
No.
They usually get a good ride there. So I got the 6. So I got a 2-6. With me, 2-6 to me is my exacta. Yours is what now?
I like a 3-5-2.
3-5-2.
In no particular order.
Okay. So, according to Jamie, it's a little bit open on this one. I like it a little bit closer than that. I shy away from horses that are restricted type of races and 2-life, 3-life, state bred, all this. You're not getting that out of the 2 or the 6 here. They've both put on the war paint before, and they've taken each other. They haven't taken each other on, but they have definitely seen some wars there, battles.
Some real nice company they're in.
Yeah. So that's what we have. What time are you getting out there tomorrow?
I'll probably get there about 12:15, 12:30.
Now, why do you guys go to all the other side there? Last time we went there, I don't know who the hell was sitting by us, but There were. It looked like Moses was sitting next to me at one point, and that beard down to his belt buckle, and that one lady. Every time she was talking, she was spitting something right in my beard. I mean, these guys look like they were just out of Reverend Rice's homeless shelter.
They could have been.
And they sat right next to me. Not that I have anything next to me, but when you spit right in my beer, I mean, it was a perfect launch. I go, no, and seeing the spit land right in my beer, I had to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, that was an interesting group of people that we had around the tent. And I mean, it right. didn't help that it started pouring down rain, so everybody kind of hovered over the tent area. Well,
they were there before that, too. I don't know what the hell was going on. But you know what? That just shows what type of track this is. I mean, it's very versatile, and everyone's welcome. You can bring your kids out there. You bring any, it's just a good time. It's a good time, and thank God we have horse racing at around this area. St. Louis area, everyone comes out to it. It's going to be a hot one, but who the hell cares? They got the cold beer, cold soda, cold water, whatever you guys want, drink. We got it out there. So get on out there. And, hey, tomorrow, Jamie, we're going to cash some winning tickets.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. Hey, folks, one last thing, though, we'd like to say. We're not going to have our Thursday show July 4th, so our producer, he doesn't want to work here on July 4th. So it's his fault, not mine. And I couldn't say, Jay, I couldn't tell the guy you got to come in. All right, I couldn't tell him that. He looks so sad. So, any case, we're going to be off, and we will see you guys next week. Keep cashing those winning tickets, and please send us some emails, send us some messages, send us some, tell us what you guys think about us. You know, that's great. Everyone that has a little chime in on the show, that's a big plus, Jamie. You like the show, don't you?
Love the show.
You love the show.
Keep up the good work.
And what do you got there?
They can email us at info@fairmountparkpodcast.com, or you can contact us on Facebook at facebook.com/Fairmount Show or on Twitter at Fairmount Show.
And, folks, check out YoRadio.com. YoRadio.com. You get free music downloaded on your app there. And while you're sitting there with the woman without a tooth next to you spitting the crap in your beer, you can listen to the music and not even think about it and go back in that perfect mode again. So that's YoRadio.com. All right, my friends, thank you so much for being on the show, Jamie. We'll see you guys next week. And keep cashing those winning tickets.
Tune in next week for another episode of Race Day at Fairmount Park on the lineupmedia.fm network. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or through our website, fairmountparkpodcast.com, and follow the show on Facebook and Twitter. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.